One thing I wanted to ask you about, and maybe I read this wrong, but I thought I had seen a listing for auditions for the 2013-2014 season. Those were going to take place in March, and then on April 4th, you all announced that the theater was closing. I'm just curious what happened in between those dates.
Well, we actually did have those auditions, and we did not know that the theater was closing. That was a corporate decision, and so we apologize for all those people that came out and did those wonderful auditions. But, you know, obviously we're not going to have a season. So it was a corporate decision between the time we did those auditions and today.
And Lily, I know that you came on board about 5 years or so after the theater started, but I wonder if you could just talk a little bit about what the idea was for the theater here in Crown Center and maybe how you think it's changed over the years.
Well, the theater opened on April Fool's Day, 1987, and the purpose of the theater was to draw people from around the metropolitan and the regional area to Crown Center. So that's why American Heartland Theater was supported by Crown Center for these many years.
If you had to describe maybe different criteria for what would be an American Heartland Theater show, what are there certain things that you would say?
Because we're for profit, and our goal was always, and we pretty much always did, 85% earned income, we programmed differently than a not-for-profit theater where you have more of a social mandate, a social goal. Ours was to provide quality entertainment, and so that starts to shape your choices dramatically. We didn't, as a rule, do challenging subject matter. We like to emphasize the laughs and the good times and the music.
We also tried to do a variety of different types of theater. We tried to do mysteries, musicals, plays, and if we could get a nice message or something that would touch your heart, that was a big thing that we strive to do always. And I think we did that many times.
There's been discussion about your theater as a for-profit theater, which in some ways is kind of unusual. You think often of theaters as being non-profit, and I know that was something that was considered, but do you have thoughts about if maybe it wasn't looked into enough, I mean, as a solution or as an alternative to closing?
As we've looked at the finances over the years, we always kept the option of not-for-profit there. It's complicated by our closeness to Crown Center and Hallmark, so that basically that almost makes it impossible for us to be not-for-profit. We would have to form a board. We would have to have a very different mission. It's a whole different kind of game. The way we've programmed, we couldn't have programmed at the not-for-profit level.
Well, the closing of the American Heartland Theater will have a big impact you on your staff as well as on the theater community. Lily, one time you estimated you'd hired about 1,000 actors and then stage designers.
It is a gigantic loss all around. You know, we have 15 full-time people that are suddenly out of work. We've got dozens of part-time people who don't have jobs. We have an audience who loves the American Heartland Theater experience, who won't get to have that any longer. And it's a big hole in the creative community because, you know, we pooled largely from local talents, actors, designers, and technicians.
And we're one of the few full equity theaters in town, so it'll have a profound effect on equity actors, unfortunately.
You've had a number of regulars through the years, including, you know, local actors, but also including your relationship with Sean Grennan, a New York-based playwright and actor, and he had a piece in this current season. I'm just wondering, you know, what his thoughts were when he heard the news.
We're devastated. It's been a critical creative collaboration.
We consider Sean one of our family, and American Heartland Theater is a family of people. And Sean has been such a creative force behind us. I mean, Paul would come up with these crazy ideas. I need a play about a family, and it has to take place at Christmas. And Sean would come up with these great scripts, and we would just laugh out loud. So Sean has just been wonderful for American Heartland Theater, and I think the Kansas City audiences. We have premiered 20 world premieres here at American Heartland Theater, and he's been quite a few of those. In addition, we've done almost half of our plays have been Kansas City premieres.
If you had known when you were planning this season,
oh dear,
and this was the final season, would you have made changes?
One show I would have loved to have done again would have been Sean Grennan's A Dog's Life, which was one of my favorite shows. We might have done a season of our favorites, and that would have been certainly among them.
There might have been some thought about shaping the season a little differently. Our next production has Deb Bluford in Miss Abigail, and of course, that's a great joy and is wonderful in this closing season. And, you know, Bikinis is designed to just give us a summer of great unmitigated fun, and that's not a bad way to get out of this, to have a show we can celebrate, enjoy, and have a great time with.
I just am so glad that the last 21 years I've been able to do a job that I absolutely adore, so I will miss it.